physical body, though absolutely important, helps us make sense of the face. Body posture supports facial expression. But our faces, it's such a big deal, advertising companies are always looking for the new face to represent their product. And taking someone at their face value is more like believing what they say without needing proof. But then, the world is filled with dazzling visions, so much so, everyone seems so easily lost in the dazzle. Well, there it is, to be lost in the dazzle. So much of everything in the media influences people to take things at their face value, meaning the superficial appearance or implication of something, especially when it's less than the actual value. And I've said this before, but I felt it good to say again. We are constantly asked by the news media and our government to take everything we see as probably real. And we all seem to often be repetitively shocked to find out things were not as they were posed. Taking someone at their face value is more like believing what they say without needing proof. Yet, increasingly, more and more people are requiring proof of what is portrayed or declared. T-A-V. Trust and verify. That means I trust you, but you know, even though I trust you, I'm going to have to get a little proof and verify what you say. Nothing wrong with TAV. At some point, we will see Jesus face to face, and for some, that will be the greatest day ever, and for some, well, not so much. 1 Corinthians 13:12. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. If we say we're going to see someone face to face, we may mean we're going to have a meeting with that person, or it could also mean to have a confrontation with them. We might say we're going to say something to their face, meaning we would have spoken openly in that person's presence. How about having a long face, implying a sense of gloom, while a shining face speaks of a sense of happiness or contentment? Like Solomon, who pointed out that a joyful heart makes a face cheerful. If someone puts on a bold face, that person is attempting to appear confident and courageous. And having a false face would be an attempt to hide our feelings or opinions. You know, when I was little, my mother would reprimand me because I made a face at my sister, which would indicate my contempt. According to Webster's Dictionary, an idiom, by definition, is an expression whose meaning is not predictable from the usual meanings of its words, and we use many idioms in our communications every day. Like to face up to a problem is to say we confront the problem in an effort to resolve the conflict. To fly in the face of someone's opinion suggests we've taken action contrary to an accepted policy or belief. And to set our face against someone would be an open defiance in opposition to that person. Or like in Luke 9:51, Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem, like saying he was determined with all power to go there, doggedly determined, regardless of who was to come, that he would set his face like flint, meaning when he was struck, sparks would fly and the fire of restoration would be at hand. Someone may not want to show their face somewhere, meaning they don't want to allow themselves to be seen, lest they either lose face or save face, which are idioms meaning to take shame to themselves or to keep what honor they possess. Covering our face may indicate grief or shame, or as Elijah covered his face in the presence of the Lord in 1 Kings 19, verse 13. In Ezekiel 38, 18, the Lord says when Gog comes against Israel, his fury will show in his face. Our faces are powerful and express attitudes or emotions behind our actions. Even the earth and moon are said to have a face, like when Cain was forced out and complained that God was driving him from the face of the land. Or the man in the moon, whose face on the moon can be seen with a little imagination. Again, our faces are powerful to righteousness and truth, or deceit and lies. Our faces can tell our stories if seen with discerning and wise eyes.